any team, in any league, in any land in the world.
Listen, yeah. Welcome to the Real Pundits podcast. Real people, real topics, real conversation.
Welcome, people, to the Real Pundits podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, as usual. Today's going to be a fine episode. Before we get into it, let's just go straight. Introduce the panel. To my left of me,
got Cedric, bring respect to Liverpool every episode.
The fake Jurgen Klopp. Next to him,
Dejan. No howlers today. I'm trying to settle that, but we'll see what happens today. This episode will be interesting.
Yeah. Next to him,
I know you missed me on the last episode. Wesley's back.
Thomas Tuchel, as he says, Mr. Cozy. Next to him,
it's the Professor. Uncle Harris, you already know how it is. Straight facts the whole time.
Next to him. Oh, the big man himself.
You got Swar from the South still.
Swar from the South. City fan, favourite player, Bellamy. Cool. Anyway, so today's episode, we're going to be discussing the five worst signings of the season and the five best signings of the season. And some people have given their list, so Suave, Harvey, Mike's, myself and Wesley have all given their five best and worst. So what I've done is I've kind of calculated it and just ranked them in order. Obviously Cedric and Dejan didn't, but they know their football. So we're going to start with the worst, I think. We'll start with the worst, get the worst out of the way. Mm. And we have, in fifth position, which I personally don't agree with, Timo Werner.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I'll be honest, guys. There's been at least five, even potentially eight worse signings.
Worse, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's because he's not being clinical. Everyone straight away is like, he's dead.
And it's the expectation.
I'm going to be honest.
But he's not being dead.
The sitters he misses.
There you go.
It's the sitters.
He has to be fifth.
Yeah.
No, man. I'm a Chelsea fan. I know what he brings to the team, but the misses, they're not just one offs. The whole season he's been doing.
There's nothing wrong with saying he's been not a great signing, but there are five to maybe even ten worse signings than him.
Name me a signing that's not on that list that's worse.
We'll come to that afterwards. Because I don't
want
to give away what else is on there.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not on.
Not on the list.
Yeah, but if you give away the ones that aren't on it, it's then going to be bait who's above it.
I think it's got to be there.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. It's the expectation. He was coming to be Chelsea number nine, the guy to get you the goals. And like Wesley's saying, the sitters that he's missed, you can't forgive that.
No, I think he's been alright for us. You know, I hear the sitters and that. Obviously,
no, he's been good. It's just the sitters that he's missed.
I think people
watch him play. He plays well.
People are looking at the stats and thinking, oh, he's actually had an okay season. But when you watch him game to game,
that's it.
He's not good. Mm. I can't lie. He makes good runs in behind. He can't dribble. Yeah. He can barely pass. He can't finish.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something for the Chelsea boys here. I haven't put him in my worst five. I'm going to throw that out there. But if he was at, let's say, Man U or City, and doing what he's doing at Chelsea, would you be making the same statements?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even worse, probably. Especially in that City team. If he's performing like that in a City team, look at Sterling. Look how he's getting.
I feel like if you get more on at him, Ryan, maybe if you didn't put him in his list, if he was at a bigger club, a big club and was not hitting the way he's not hitting at Chelsea.
Yeah, but Chelsea are a big club.
Yeah, no. See, I'm saying you're backing him because he's at your club.
No, but you see, Timo Werner, for me, he's been poor. Timo Werner's been poor, but like, when I look at his overall play, there's some encouraging signs, but there's some signs it's like you're just dead. Like, what's about you? But like,
I'm saying he makes good runs.
But like, and he gets a few assists. But it's like, you are brought in to do that. You're brought in to bang the goals. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even for, I thought you'd be playing better in a two-man formation, and he tried it for a bit. But even so, he still wasn't banging. And it's like, I don't know.
He's got 32 games, 6 goals, 7 assists.
He does in the Prem.
Timo Werner, I think that's overall.
because he's hit double digits in all.
Oh, sorry, yeah, just the Prem. Sorry, just Prem. Yeah,
6 goals, 7 assists, not enough for our star striker that we brought in.
No, but this is what I'm saying. My argument is like, Giroud, if you look at all the. Yeah, of course. But in the five, if we did a top 10 worst signings, called Werner's definitely there.
Yeah, that's.
But I don't think Werner, he's not cost us anything.
I agree with that.
But that's just because we've been playing well.
Yeah, we're fortunate.
If we needed his goal, look at the Real Madrid.
100%.
That sitter changes the game.
It's true, you know. You might would have been through if you scored that goal.
Yeah.
He was shocking. And if Tuchel plays in the next game and if he flops again, remember, you have to capitalise. Peak.
Yeah.
To be fair though, in everyone's list, like everyone put him around fourth.
Okay.
Fourth. So fourth. Everyone put them fourth,
innit?
Who
had him in their list?
So Mr. Suave, Mike's, and Wesley. Okay. Mike's is the highest actually, he put them second. Put him second, which is, I understand, because Mike's.
He's a hater.
Yeah, he's just a hater. But we'll move straight on to the fourth. Werner, I hear it, but I'd believe there are worse signings than him. But we move. So, in fourth, Van der Beek.
Yep. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
That is his fault.
It is his fault. I can tell you why it's his fault.
Tell me.
Bro, if you've come into a team and you can't even get one game, it's telling me even in training you're not showing anything.
But when he plays, even with injuries,
he's still not getting in the sides. I don't understand.
I put him at third. Wait. I looked at it from a different perspective. Okay. I didn't just look at it from worst transfers for the club. I looked at it for him. Yeah, if you go back a year, him and De Jong were two of the top prospects. Yeah, De Jong's gone on to do bits. Van der Beek. This has tainted his career big time, this move. So that's why I put him at third. Not because I don't rate him, but because of how it's a bad transfer for him.
Has he done anything? Because I haven't seen anything.
You see, I'm not even going to get onto Donny van der Beek. It's not even him that's been on it. The manager doesn't give him games. He thinks X and Y, but when he comes on, has he done anything?
But the thing is, guys, maybe one game I've seen.
What's the aim of signings? To improve your club.
He won the most penalties for Ajax, I think it was, in the year.
Yeah, but I'm saying the whole point of signings is to improve your squad.
I don't think the manager knows
what
to do.
Van der Beek is definitely fired because he's not improved the squad.
He hasn't improved the squad at all. For me, I think that's harsh.
It's mad with Van der Beek.
It is, but he's a class player.
He's not really like Van der Beek.
But think about what was the motive in buying Van der Beek?
Of course, like him getting into the midfield, improving it. Yeah, but the thing I would say about that is, like you were saying about Werner, if you're saying that Werner's one's harsh, Van der Beek, when I see him play, I see him trying to make runs. Mm. But I think Ole has no confidence in him at all.
Ole doesn't know how to use him.
That's it. When a manager ain't got confidence in him.
Is that his fault?
When a manager ain't got confidence in him,
it's
true.
Yeah. I still think it's a dead signing. He's clueless. He hasn't added anything.
For me,
Van der Beek could play that number six, whatever, double pivot that McTominay's doing. He'll do it to a better effect. He just doesn't know what he's doing because he thinks, he's a number 10.
Yeah, for me, that's Ole.
Wait, so who would be your Man U free midfield then?
Free midfield?
Yeah. If you're playing Van der Beek and McTominay's, but...
So who's there? Pogba's
Because it's Fred. Because Fred plays next to him. No, like, I want to go with what he does. I'll take out McTominay, play Fred, Bruno and Van der Beek.
He doesn't
play Pogba there anyway. He plays him on the left.
Because if you want to play Van der Beek, Pogba, Fernandes, that doesn't
work. Of course that doesn't work.
Fred over McTominay.
I cannot put into words how disgusted I am.
Tommy, Funke. Funke.
Bro, Vandal will understand, bro.
Look, it just doesn't work, man.
I think it's one of them ones. I think there's an argument for him being fourth. If you're going to have him on the list, fourth is I think
right? I really like Van der Beek.
He's not done with taking up my club. I'll never forget the West Ham game. They're losing 2-0. Van der Beek and Van der Beek and someone else was playing. They were losing 2-0.
Oh.
Two subs came on to replace Bruno and Pogba. Rashford or something. Something like that. Van der Beek came off and he won 3-2.
You look. I looked at that game. I watched
that Southampton game when they were losing to it. Didn't he come on and change it a bit as well with Cavani?
Was
he not starting that game?
No, he didn't. He came on and he scored.
Yeah.
Did he not come on against Newcastle where they were like down 2-1 and he came on and he won?
I hear that, yeah. That's what I'm saying. The motive. If Man United said, all right, we're buying Van der Beek as a backup. All right, great. I don't remember. You didn't buy him for a backup
to start.
That's why I put him in my list.
I feel like
a
manager feels like he can only play number 10. That's what's the shortening in his
list. The manager as well.
Yeah, man.
And then who had him?
Some PE teacher.
Who had him on their list?
I had him third. Wesley had him third. Mike's had him fourth. Harvey had him third. And he didn't put them. So it's just fair. It's fair. I think,
I'd say Werner's more of a... He's more worse signing than...
But he's actually getting starts.
Van der Beek don't start.
Yeah, but he has to, innit?
He doesn't have to.
Imagine, say for an example, if Tuchel was manager of Man United, do you think Van der Beek would still be on the bench?
He's playing.
He would put Batoy back in the under 23s.
How much was Van der Beek?
And he'd play my man.
I think 40.
40 years.
Just think where that money could have been invested. That's what I'm saying. With Man U, what the players that they need?
You'd have been better off getting a centre back.
A centre back.
You know, who would have gone?
There's someone out there.
Yeah, there's someone out there, man. Fourth is Van der Beek. I think we're, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
In third, shocking season. Abysmal. Right back Tottenham, Doherty.
Absolutely. I need to talk about
this guy. Wait, he finished third. I thought he'd be higher.
Up him,
higher. No, he should be higher. I can't lie. The two higher makes sense.
Okay.
He should be higher.
Doherty's poor.
He ruined his career going to Tottenham. He ruined it. Oh, my days. Like, he was one of the top right backs at Wolves. Right wing back.
Yeah.
I think that's
the problem. He could never play in the back.
He can't play in the back.
Why are you buying him to be right back then?
Mr. Mourinho, bro. It's not me.
Yeah.
Someone's best manager.
Was it Mourinho, bro? Do you think it was Tottenham?
What's worse is Ori is shaky. Like, he has some good games, but he's shaky. Doherty makes him look amazing. He's not losing his spot in that team.
That's fact.
You know what I mean? So
it's true.
Even Sissoko starts right back ahead
of him.
Does he play anymore, though?
Who?
Doherty.
Whenever I see Doherty, he's always got clean fade, though. He's always got clean fade.
He does,
They gave him the number 2 shirt as well. Did that. They thought he was bad. They gave him the number 2 shirt.
They said, you're going to be the rat.
Yeah, they said it.
I don't think there's any argument.
Doherty's straight rat. This is shocking.
I put it second.
You know what, as well? I looked at the sign and thought, that's a good signing,
At the time, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was like 20 mil as well. It was like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because last season, he bad. He was so
good. Yeah.
But he's been found now.
That's it.
He's been
true, yeah.
You know what's similar? A little bit. It's like Marcus Alonso. Left back.
I was just about to make
he's,
that comparison.
He's not great.
Can't do it. But left back. Oh, he's a player.
Oh, yeah. But at least Marcus Alonso can someone do at left back. He can't do that.
But you know, Tottenham have played with a right wing back and he's played there.
Yeah, and he's been
poor.
Still
did,
yeah.
I don't understand.
He still hasn't worked.
Okay, he's been found out. Yeah, I think that's fair enough. So we'll go straight to number 2.
Yeah.
I had high hopes.
This is not a wicked man joke! It can't be possible!
I had high hopes for this guy here when he signed. It annoyed me, but he's been bleeding.
Go on.
Willian.
How is he on that list? He's got like their most assists.
One game against Fulham, the first game.
And then he came back the last couple of games.
Willian's never impressed me, bro.
For free. He came for free.
Willian has never impressed me. At Chelsea, he's never impressed me, bro. He's never been that tough.
I did not want him to go to Arsenal.
As an Arsenal fan, let me say this. The problems with Willian, we've given him a 3-year contract.
How much a week?
And he's on, I don't know, between 150
300.
No, it's not that much.
150
to 200,
it
would be somewhere.
Because
he
went to Arsenal for the money, bro.
He did.
I don't think you can say
he has not been a shocking signing.
Where did you put him?
I didn't put him in my list.
Why not?
No.
What Willian does, he slows everything down. One of the most frustrating things, he takes all our corners, never beats the first man on any corner.
Does he still play?
Where has he been? This guy is playing and he's keeping youngers out of the team. That's what I don't like about him.
Wait, yeah, who did I put in my list that didn't make the list?
Bale.
Oh, after yesterday, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. No. But apart from yesterday, bro, he's been poor.
From yesterday, they're paying like 300k a week for a club legend who came back and was rested all the way until January.
Is Gareth Bale not there to get fit? I heard he's just there to
he's a training background.
He's not on the list, but that is a shot.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Can I say something about Gareth Bale?
He's there for fitness.
Can I say something about Gareth Bale? This season, I know yesterday bigged him up, but I think he's bagged 9 goals in the Prem. Yeah? He's had 8 starts, 16 appearances, 9 goals. Harvey Barnes has the same amount of goals in 22 starts.
And he is, he gets
I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not saying Bale's been good. He's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying is Bale was legendary status.
So to bring him back, it's disappointing, but William has been worse than Bale this year, but there's no expectation for Will Ennis, like, oh, we've got him, but that's like saying
Thiago's been worse than Van de Beek probably, because when he has come in, you can see that he's not, he hasn't been playing well for the Prem. He slows everything down. He's lost Liverpool games at times. Well, he's not going to be in the list because we know he's a quality player.
But Willian ain't a quality player anymore. That's the thing, though.
That's why he's not in my list, because there's no expectation for me.
But for I'm saying Arsenal fans, there was so much hype when he
Chelsea
came to
Chelsea get rid of their dead wood like that to Arsenal all the time.
But then the Arsenal fans were hyped about it at the start of the season.
They've got nothing to look forward
to.
That's
why.
But Willian's second, only Wesley's arguing about that, but I think he's been bleeding today and I think he deserves second. Hopefully, the fact that youngsters are starting over him just says a lot about that. But we'll move on to number one, the worst signing of this season. And you know what? This is the worst.
Did everyone have him in the list?
Let me just check. So, I had him first. Wesley, you had him his second. Max. Harvey had him first, and Max had him first, and that is Ream Brewster.
You know what? I think I had him second, not first, because he's still a youngster.
No. We made 20 million.
How much is he?
We made 20 million.
That under 20 World Cup, was it under 17?
Yeah,
that
something.
Gassed him. I think he banged, I think he got golden.
I swear he's still not scored a Premier League goal, has he?
No. That was Sheffield United's record signing.
Have you seen the meme where he's wearing the Champions League medal? That one.
Deep in the barbershop, it's gassed a lot.
In the barbers, bro.
That's cool.
25 matches. Max, do you want to read that for me, please? How many goals? How many goals? 0 goals, 0 assists.
Nice. 0 assists.
I think assists is better, right? How much is assists? 0, bro. I know, you got
25 games.
He makes Joe Linton look amazing.
Ream Brewster, 25 games, 0 goals, 0 assists. You don't even need to go league one.
Hey, Liverpool have a buyback.
We do, you're right.
You can activate. You need a striker.
Is it like
right?
35 million.
When Origi leaves, isn't it? When
because I can't lie, though, when I heard about the signing, because it was quite late, signing, I remember, I thought, that's a
I was surprised. Good. It sounded like a loan deal. I thought, why did you get him on loan? Why are you splashing?
But I was like, it sounded all right, because I liked Swansea. When he was at Swansea, I know it's Championship. People, Jack Grealish showed signs in Championship, and he proved it.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe that's Rob a good sign.
Like, I thought he would do something.
I'll say this with chest. I reckon he'll bang in the Championship next year.
This is just like the Dominic Solanke deal, bro.
No, I think he will.
He reminds me of someone like Dwight Gale.
Just like Solanke.
It's just like Dominic Solanke, bro. It's just
Dwight Gale.
Liverpool got bread for them. These scam the brothers.
It's true, it's true.
Oh, these scam ball brothers. These scam these brothers.
It's true. Dead guys.
But yeah, Ream Brewster, top of the charts. Yeah, I just want to just highlight people that didn't make it, but people voted for the worst. So I put in Fabio Silva.
Okay, yeah, he's young,
but he is.
No, I told you take out Bale for Fabio Silva. I sent you the text message. Remember.
Signal, sorry.
So yeah, everything I said but about Bale, ignore what I said.
He's got time, dude.
Fabio Silva. I put Willian Jose as well. He's been alone, but he ain't scored any goals.
No, he's back. I think he's got one.
Yeah, he's got one goal.
He won that pen against Arsenal that time, remember?
Hey, Mike's, I think this is a howler. Mike's put Alan
from Everton. Huh?
That's what? Terrible.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
He's been their rock.
He's been so good.
Did he's been one of them. To put him top five. No.
Yeah,
maybe
maybe he meant
third. Alan's been better than Doucouré for them this year. As a
he's
fact.
A baller. That's what I'm baller, surprised.
Yeah, that's mad.
Harvey, which I understand, put Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah.
But is that, that's no expectation. He's been injured, really. He's been injured though.
The reason I put him there, the reason I put him there is because I felt this could be something to kickstart a career. Like what,
for
like
him to show what he can do.
Like what happened with Mount at Derby, where he went there and he kind of did his thing. This was an opportunity.
That was championship.
How many times he lost?
No, but even still, he went there.
He's been injured.
He still played 15 games or something. He still played 15 games.
But how many of that is from the bench?
I'm not sorry for it.
No, 15. I think it's 15 starts.
Oh, is it?
15 starts, one goal.
The thing is, because he had the opportunity to do that at Palace. Do you remember?
When he went there,
he did. He was good.
He was decent there.
But he was good at Chelsea.
This is right at the start of the season. He's, I think, did Loftus-Cheek start your first game?
Was it last season?
I remember Loftus-Cheek started a game for these, man. Everyone was hacking
on this. I think that was last season.
Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah.
And I think he bottled something.
No, he got ace.
Then he's You should have played a calm through ball, You should have played a calm. It was Brighton you played first game, innit? It's Brighton. Should have been a Reece James bang. You should have been a calm through ball to Timo Werner. This dog was moving mad the whole game, bro.
But it's a good shot, though. It's a good shot, but he didn't make it. He's Harvey's the only one that put him in.
Who else was there?
That's it. That's the only ones.
So, no, bro. So hold on.
I've got your list here, mate, and everyone you've put on has been mentioned.
I'm surprised no one put Timo there.
Oh yes, and you put Ramsdale.
Ramsdale's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
It's been bad, but I'm not
he's dead.
That's harsh.
It was Dean Henderson. Dean Henderson was so calm for these men. He kept. He was keeping them up. Ramsdale's just dead. How many goals has he conceded?
He's been bad.
It's the same defense. Why is he so bad? He's dead, bro.
We'll move on to the best. Now, the best, how I've done it, there's been a lot of joints, yeah? And so how I'm going to do it, so in fifth place, there's three joints, yeah? Okay. So we're all going to decide who was the best signing out of those three.
Yeah,
okay.
And then, we'll go with that. Mm-hmm. So in fifth position, we got Fofana, Diogo Jota.
Fifth.
Oh, I'll
put him up.
And this one's going to be a surprise to me. Edison Cavani.
Who?
Nah,
he cannot be level with Jota.
Can I say?
So take Cavani out.
Only one person voted for Cavani.
Mike's, and he put him number one.
There you go.
It's not Cavani.
Cavani's been good, don't get me wrong.
He's better than number one.
No, man. But the thing is with Cavani, he's been at his peak before. We know what he brings to the team. Yeah, so it's expected. So it's not
Jota
like,
was unexpected. No one knew he was gonna do that.
He's been
honest. See me,
do you know what I look at? Do you know why I would say outright Jota? Because
Jota.
I can't lie, if Jota weren't in your teams, you'd probably be
worse.
I've got a point.
For fun as a player, though.
For me, Jota's been cool in it, but like, obviously, it's been a bad season. He's been scoring goals. But you see, with Fofana this season, remember, I think, did they not replace Harry Maguire that season, or was it this season? They didn't replace Harry Maguire, and they brought him for Fofana this season. No expectation, nothing at all. He came in, and Leicester at top
the
four.
Thing is,
he's been solid for these guys this season.
They paid 30 million for him, so I don't know if you can say no expectation.
Of course.
No, you know who he kept out? He was keeping that Suchet when he got injured.
And was it not... Was he not getting comparisons to Saliba as well?
Him and Saliba were from the same club, same age. Mm. Same
bro, Fofana's been wavy,
same
bro.
No, he is.
Saliba's been busy doing other things.
Diogo... That threw me off. Jota.
Yeah, if Jota weren't... And if you got to remember, Jota was injured for about 3 months in the season.
And he's still one of your top scorers.
He still scored more goals than Werner, just saying. If he was...
Jota...
If he was fit, it could be different for our season, but...
I would have had Jota. It's
got to be.
Where did everyone put Jota in the list?
So... Suave, you didn't put them. Harvey, didn't put them. Mike's... put him fifth. You put him... Wesley put them second. I put him fifth. So.
That was a half.
So yeah, I think Jota's easy.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Jota's fifth.
Fofana's been sick though. He's been good.
Yeah.
I'd say so. Fourth, we got a joint. Now how I'm gonna do this? We'll pick the joint out of the four. Actually, no. Yeah, we'll just pick out of these two. So in fourth position we've got Thiago Silva.
Wait, how? Just out of curiosity, shouldn't the joint
that's what I was thinking be fifth?
Yeah, that's what I'm. So when we do this,
we'll see if it's better than
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's decide joint fourth. Thiago Silva.
It's too low, bro.
And Emi Martinez.
It's too low.
Martinez, yeah.
Thiago Silva.
Martinez is a strong case for both of them, though.
Yeah.
We've played so well even without Thiago Silva.
Exactly.
With Christensen on the two.
It's true.
Thiago Silva probably plays 30% of our
games. Yeah, I can't lie, then. Thiago Silva has to go fourth.
Christensen, Rudiger, and Zuma have all done bits.
Yeah. Thiago Silva's got to go fourth.
Yeah, I've not
needed
him.
Martinez
got I think that's a straightforward one. I think Emi Martinez. I think without him,
I even think Jota has been a better 13th. Signing than Thiago Silva this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Personally. So, are we going to take out Thiago Silva? Maybe put him six or something.
Yeah.
So, Emi Martinez or Jota? Who goes fourth? Who goes fifth?
I'm trying to put Emi Martinez fourth, bro.
I think Emi Martinez.
You know that, I ain't even being biased. Emi Martinez, I always knew he was a sick goalkeeper from the end of Arsenal season. Mm. You saw he was going to be sick. I had no expectation on Jota coming to Liverpool. And he's bagged goals. He's bagged goals. That's the thing.
Emi Martinez.
Who's been... Signings is all about impact.
Yeah,
I think if Jota was fully fit, Jota clears it. But because he's been out most of the season,
Martinez has got the second most clean sheets in the league with 14 or 15 or something like that.
Bro. Yeah, look at that Villa defense.
And that defense ain't great, bro.
It's
do you know what the thing is? How Constant Minks played last season for Villa. This season,
it's relegation battle, wasn't it?
Yeah. This season, Martinez has come in. Now, I know they've had like Suchek's made a big difference. Kufal that. Martinez has made such a
good
huh?
That's West Ham.
That's West Ham.
They're getting their kits, man.
Matty Cash has come in. These guys have come in. They've made a big difference, but Martinez is the one who's made a big impact on that team.
I say Martinez.
He's so cold.
So Jota and Martinez.
Yes? Is that fair? Yeah. So Jota fifth, Martinez fourth.
Yeah.
Third position, Suchek.
Yep.
Huh?
Facts.
Above them, man.
Your thoughts. What? What?
Bro, Suchek and Rice.
Well, I would have put Suchek above Emi Martinez.
No. If you're talking about if we're talking about his expectations, Suchek needs to be up there.
I would have put him fifth, you know.
I'd put him fourth.
I think I'd Suchek.
To be fair,
I think Martinez no one and knew
Suchek was before.
It's true.
I'm fifth. I
think what you got to think about as well is value for money.
I think third's right.
Bro, it completely slipped my mind. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Value for money.
Suchek.
No one knew who he was basically before the move. Yeah, so.
But it's when he started bagging goals. Mm. That's when I was like, who's this
Suchek
guy?
Who is he?
I'm seeing man in the matches. I'm seeing everyone talk about him. So when I took him
CDM
in.
From CDM as well. That's the thing.
He's really good.
He's not banging like five or something league games in a row or something like that.
Mm. For CDM.
For a fact, he's been one of the best midfielders this year.
Yeah,
100%.
And when you come in at 5-6 million, no one's heard of you.
Yeah, first. You're laughing. Great signing.
Yeah. He's third.
It's got to be my boy.
The second position
has to be.
Like we just waited.
Same team.
Is it?
J-Links.
Bro, he's been cold.
He hasn't had a bad performance in that show. What has he been on?
He's been incredible.
Lingard since he came in, bro. J-Ling's
but that's what I'm saying. A manager, when they play you and give you confidence, you can play in it. That's what I'm saying.
You know what?
And everyone that's why laughed. I think we'd be the same, bro.
Yeah.
Did you guys remember what Moyes said about Lingard?
He said,
by the end of the season, something like that, he'll go to yours.
Ugh.
Everyone laughed.
I was going to say that.
Everyone laughed.
That's a manager, isn't it? That's
shout
a manager.
11 matches, 9 goals, 3 assists.
There you go.
If you had gone back a year, and we're doing the Euros episode, and someone had said, Lingard, do you know the corn you're holding?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's almost... Bro, I would say the other way around, everyone. But people think he deserves to go. That tells you.
Do you think he should go to the Euros?
100%.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
And when you compare the other players in that position...
When you see our previous episode, I think 2 episodes back, we all agree Lingard's...
Yeah. Watch our Euros episode. But J-Ling's, I think he's been outstanding.
Mm.
He's been a shock to everyone.
Did everyone have him in the list?
Everyone had him on the list. Apart from Mike's.
Who did he have second?
I'll read you Max's list. Cavani. Oh, you did have Lingard. Sorry, Max. Sorry. I didn't see you do that. So he had Cavani first, second Lingard, third Fofana, fourth Ollie Watkins, and fifth Diogo Jota.
He didn't even have my man in there. He's going to be first. I can tell. Nope.
Wow.
So who's first?
It's obvious. Ruben Dias.
Diaz.
Best centre back.
Yeah. This season, he's been the best centre back.
Yeah. When he came in, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I had to go. Shout my boy, yeah. Hugo Diaz, bro. I had to go shout because I was thinking, I don't want this brother. But I wanted Koulibaly or something. This dunk came in, instant impact.
Yeah, straight away.
He was shaky.
Oh, my time to shine. He was shaky.
He was.
This is why I say,
to be fair, City as a whole was a bit shaky at the start of the
season. Yes.
It wasn't just him. What I say, you might laugh. Stones came in, that's changed the game. When Stones and Diaz began the partnership,
I think it is.
Stones is underrated. He's very good.
Diaz, new league, big team, big expectations.
No, I understand. But remember, Diaz and Laporte didn't work. Lost against Tottenham. Like you know, was shaky the whole season. When Stones came in, I'm not saying Stones is the guy. I'm saying the partnership that just flourished. Diaz just went off one.
When one of your centre backs keeps up Harry Kane and Mbappe from having a shot, call me.
what kind of rubbish is that?
It's a bit of a weird analogy. Hey.
RTB.
You had shots.
And you missed every single one of them.
Great, mate.
Right, Ruben Diaz is first. That's hard to make.
Who was in the list that didn't make it?
So, Suave, he put everyone. I think everyone, apart from Mike's. My one's interesting. I put in Mendy, Edouard Mendy. Because.
Let me land.
If Kepa was
in Kepa's been good this year.
I think Kepa would have
even on the Tuchel.
Can I finish? He's not played that many.
Can I finish? Edouard Mendy, if we had Kepa this whole season, we'll be 7.
I don't think so, but the main reason Mendy came in, I'm not saying he's a great goalkeeper,
his goalkeeper is better than him in the league. I can guarantee that.
I respect,
but the signing is about improving the team. Improving the team.
He's definitely a top 10.
He's improved the team. He's not top five.
Out of those players in that list, he ain't taking anyone
else. He's not taking anybody else.
He's been good. I hear that. That's what I'm saying. But
where
in my
opinion,
him?
Fifth.
Them clean sheets have all been to your defence. Your defence big.
I put Jota fifth. Because we're top.
Interesting.
We're fourth now, isn't it? Yeah. Liverpool are at six. Sorry, Cedric. But one of the big reasons we got Mendy, that just changed everything.
Right, now I'm confident. Yeah.
That, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying he's one of the best keepers, but the signing was so impactful that we're keeping more clean sheets, less mistakes.
I hear that. He's changed. He changed the team.
Think about it. If we had Mendy last year, we would have probably come third.
Yeah.
The way Petr Cech wanted it.
Do you know what I mean?
Petr was killing me, bro. He was killing me.
He's just. Yeah, so
three names I want to throw out there though. Yeah, that was up there for me. I was weighing up Rafinha to Leeds.
Yes.
And technically, it's a new signing because he was on loan last year and they bought him. Mateus Pereira of West Brom.
He's been good.
I think, and Areola to Fulham. I know they're probably going down, but for free, he's been solid.
That's do that.
Mateus Pereira,
Areola to Fulham, and Rafinha to
do
Leeds.
Do that.
Actually, you know what is Harvey? I love. If you can't send the box.
Yeah, that's why.
But do you know why?
Two of them have stunk.
Two of them are getting relegated. So yeah.
That's why.
No, I know Ariola's going down, but he's still being solid.
Like, individual performance. Yeah.
But they're getting relegated.
It's true. That's why they're not there.
And Mateus Pereira, imagine if West Brom didn't. I didn't put him in there for that reason.
They're getting relegated.
No. I didn't put him in there for that reason, but you can't discredit what Mateus Pereira has done this season.
And, yo, Michael, you've been rating it from time. I'm saying. It still stinks. They get
rid of it. I wouldn't mind. Do you know what I mind chucking in? Like, I don't think he's top five, but he's improved the team. I think Eze for Crystal.
Yeah, I looked at Eze.
He's so composed.
I forgot about Eze. Yeah,
I think he should leave.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think not yet.
I don't think he's ready. Where would he go?
I think he should leave.
Where would he go?
I think Tottenham.
No, Tottenham's dead. It's not really a step up anymore.
Because.
Oh,
I don't want him to Arsenal.
From Palace. From Palace.
You know what? Arsenal's not a bad shot.
Israel. We need an attacker.
Arsenal's not a bad shot.
What about this season, wasn't it?
Bowen. Jared Bowen. No, he did it
last season. West Ham.
He's been a winner.
And then my boy Kufal. I'm going to throw that one in there too.
There's been some good signings.
No one's talking about Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins has been alright.
He's been
alright. He's a good striker.
Yeah.
But
I think he's a top
10
one.
Do you know who I was going to put in, but I looked at him, like he's not going to make top 5.
Mm.
He's been injured a lot, but Callum Wilson. I feel like, without Callum Wilson. Without Callum Wilson. Newcastle get ready.
I don't believe that.
Think so.
It's John Linton.
Have you not seen John Linton, bro? Been banging these goals.
He's been banging goals. Yeah.
Mate, he killed Tottenham the other week.
If you look at the stats from last season.
How many goals has Wilson got this season?
He's been injured a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, he is the reason why they're still up because they lack goals. They've got Andy Carroll. Like, and he ain't banged the goal. Well, he's banged the goal now, but before that, he ain't banged the goal in 2 years. Andy Carroll. Come on, man. Like, do you know what I mean? I'll check the stats now, but...
I don't think...
25 games.
I don't think this year he's shown it, but I think the last couple of games he's shown it is... I think next year will be a big player for Chelsea. I think Havertz is starting to...
Yes! You think so?
You watch him play, he's been moving silver.
You're not allowed to speak about Havertz. Deja, do you know how many times I had to battle... Guys, I had to battle this guy, yeah? Like...
I was trolling you, bro. He didn't rate Havertz
for the longest.
Why are you lying?
Period.
Trolling for Havertz. I'll read out one more name I wanted to put on the worst, which I thought about, what about Ake? Because that was £14 million.
But again, that goes, is that his fault though?
He's been a bench player. He was injured, mate.
He was bought for backup.
I didn't put him in there. I'm just, when I was reading, Nathan Lackey could be winning another Premier League trophy.
Anyway, guys, so I'm going to list out. So the worst signings, so the top five were in first place, Brewster. Second, Willian. Third, Doherty. Fourth, Van de Beek. And fifth was, it was, lost it. Oh, Werner. And the top five best was Ruben Dias, Jay Lings, Suchek, Martinez, and Diogo Jota. So, yeah, I think it's a bit fair. Do you know what I mean? Comment down below if you disagree with us. But, you know, we're called real pundits for a reason, so we're right.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. You know what I mean? Sky Sports, Gary Neville knows nothing.
No. Who's that? Who's Gary?
He's irrelevant, mate. Overrated right back.
But
yeah, guys, like, share, comment, subscribe, do the law. And peace.
Like, share, comment, subscribe, do the law. Real people, real topics.